Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. A number of times in the Old Testament, God promised to be with and to protect His people. God said to Joshua, "Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, He it is that goes with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. And the Lord, He it is that goes on before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you, neither forsake you. Fear not, neither be dismayed." Deuteronomy 31, 6 and 8. Similar promises are found in the book of Joshua. "There shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you." Joshua 1, 5. The New Testament uses almost the same words in assuring Christians that God will take care of them. "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For He has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what men shall do unto me." Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. Could conditions ever arise when God would fail and forsake His people? What if one treads underfoot the Son of God and counts the blood of the covenant an unholy thing? Hebrews 10, 29. Would God forsake him because of his disobedience? Will you please give careful attention to this reading from Jeremiah 23? "But since you say, The burden of the Lord, therefore says the Lord, because you say this word, The burden of the Lord, and I have sent unto you, saying, You shall not say, The burden of the Lord. Therefore, behold, I, even I, will utterly forget you, and I will forsake you, and the city that I gave you and your fathers, and cast you out of my presence. I will bring an everlasting reproach upon you, and a perpetual shame, which shall not be forgotten." Jeremiah 23:38-40. God has specifically instructed the Israelites not to say, "The burden of the Lord." If they use that kind of language, He promised to forsake them and to punish that man and his house. Jeremiah 23:33-34. Yet the Jews turned right around and used the language which God had forbidden. Did their disobedience make any difference about their relationship to God and His protection of them? God said, "Because you have used words which I forbade you to use, I, even I, will utterly forget you, and I will forsake you and the city that I gave you and your fathers, and cast you out of my presence." Jeremiah 23:39. I do not understand how anyone can misread or misunderstand what God said to His own people. If one thinks the threat was merely theoretical or hypothetical, all he has to do is to remember what happened a very short time after these words were spoken. The Jews continued in their rebellion against God and were carried into captivity, where they were punished for 70 years. But was not God unfaithful to His promise to protect the Jews and to provide for their welfare? My friends, the promise was conditional. It was conditioned on their being faithful in their worship and in their work. What did God mean when He said to Moses concerning the Israelite people, "And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all His commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. But it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe to do all His commandments and His statutes, which I command you this day, all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you." Deuteronomy 28:1-15. My friends, this example from the Old Testament ought to be a great inspiration to us to follow the Lord's will.